So there's some controversy surrounding South African netball, but SASCOC, the sports department, as well as Netball SA, say that they'll only act if Netball SA and African Netball President Cecilia Molokwane faces formal charges. Molokwane was suspended by World Netball over alleged maladministration. Deputy Sports Minister Peace Mabe told Parliament that suspending Molokwane without due process is unfair. She says internal investigations must guide any further action.
I want to align myself with the statement by the president of SASCOC. They're still trying to get into the merits of the issue because as things stand, there is no formal presentation of charges against the president of netball.
It's an interesting step that they've taken and hopefully it can be resolved soon because our netball side, as we know, are doing incredibly well on the international stage. We're going to move to some golf news. European Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald has announced that Jose Maria Olazabal will return as one of his vice captains for this year's Ryder Cup. The Spaniard was the last European captain to win a Ryder Cup on American soil back in 2012 at Medina. This year's Ryder Cup takes place at Bethpage Black in September, as Europe attempts to win a first cup on American soil in 13 years. We're going to finish with some cricket action from the IPL. Match 41 sees the Sunrisers Hyderabad hosting the Mumbai Indians. The visitors won the toss, chose to field first, and they were going along really nicely and had the Sunrisers in a lot of trouble at 35 for 5. But Heinrich Klaassen has come to their rescue. The South African has made 71 not out, or 43 deliveries. That's just after 18.5 overs. They're now currently 134 for 5. It might not be enough runs, but it's been a fantastic knock from the South African. With him is Abhinav Manohar. He is 36 not out off 34 balls, playing a really good assisting role there for Klaassen as the Sunrisers look to get close to that 150 run mark in that innings. Well, that's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.